I now know why the first primary has to be here. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network, This Week in New Hampshire. Never mind the stamina it takes to be a candidate. What about the stamina it takes to listen to them? In Salem, for example, 300 people plus me showed up for a John McCain town meeting, which means you park a quarter of a mile away, you wait in a gym, which was soon in the grip of man-made global warming, you get a perfect bleacher seat, then four TV cameras set up right in front of you, and then AIDS demonstrators stand up and start chanting. Fortunately, John McCain had his secret weapon.
Wilford Brimley is here.
Or how about Hillary Clinton's town hall meeting at the high school in Hampton, supposed to start at 5. At 5:15, we get Hillary trivia.
Senator had what for breakfast?
Breakfast!
Oatmeal is incorrect. No T-shirt for you. Sorry.
Then we hear some U2, some Bob Seger. Then at 6 o'clock, the MC says Hillary's going to be here in 15 minutes. And the music fades back up. That's the actual song they were playing. 6:15 comes and goes. They send out a state senator.
Thank you all for being so patient.
Yeah, I drove an hour to get here, so, you know, I'm not going to leave now.
6:20, they give away more T-shirts. Then at 6:34, the announcement everybody's been waiting for.
Put your cell phone on vibrate or turn it off, please. Thank you.
Because you know what that means.
The next president of the United States!
Yes, and she takes questions for an hour and a half, which means most people in the audience have now been on their feet for 4 hours. And yet...
The 4 hours was worth it.
4 hours was definitely worth it.
And she's going to another town hall tomorrow. Only people raised in all this snow could remain so calm. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.